Technology is ever-changing and improving along the way. Well, Elio Networks, they were formerly known as Host Ireland, and they provide business connectivity solutions for companies here in Ireland. And they've recently rebranded, but they are building out their infrastructure and they are spreading out across the country and offering their services to more companies. Well, here to chat about exactly what they do and about this expansion, I'm joined now by the CEO of Elio Networks, David Russell. David, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
So, Elio Networks, you rebranded not that long ago. You might just tell us about the business and what exactly you do.
So, we are a connectivity provider, a business-to-business connectivity provider in Ireland. We rebranded to Elio Networks just this year. Prior to that, we went under the name Host Ireland Business Broadband. And as Host Ireland, we initially, hence the name, we started in the hosting business in 1998. Since then, around 10 years, about 10 years ago, maybe slightly longer, we entered the fixed wireless access, which is effectively wireless broadband arena. And since then, we've grown to be the market leader in Dublin, is where we were. And we were predominantly Dublin up until last year. Last year, in April of last year, we were acquired by Digital Nine Infrastructure, who are a London-based infrastructure fund. And one of the reasons they acquired us, they saw the opportunity in this business, but also the opportunity in Ireland as a whole for doing connectivity, business connectivity better. So they've given us a fuel in their tanks, and we have now launched in Cork earlier this year. We're going into Limerick in a couple of months' time. But we also now have the ability through our own network and through various partnerships to offer connectivity across the island.
Well, fantastic. So you're available across the country?
We're available across the country in different forms. So fixed wireless or wireless broadband is our bread and butter. And we own our infrastructure. So we own and manage our entire infrastructure in Dublin and Cork and soon Limerick. But we actually work with a number of wholesale providers, you know, sort of some of the names in wholesale. And we also offer SIRE and NBI and other services too. And we can offer those right across the island to businesses.
Okay. What kind of businesses then would you be dealing with as in terms of size? And are there any particular sectors or does that matter?
So everybody needs connectivity, which is a wonderful thing for us. And everybody needs really good connectivity. Connectivity is the one thing that we would always advocate that people should never nickel and dime. And actually, our connectivity partner or provider is probably one of the best partnerships you'll ever have. Everybody knows the horrors when you can't get connected to your software, your systems. As digital transformation, particularly over COVID, took root and became more entrenched into businesses, we become more reliant on our connectivity. So because of that, and because of that growth, we actually offer connectivity to all businesses. We offer to, you know, SME sort of indigenous SME businesses that have grown scale, and we started ourselves like that, so we understand the pain points of those companies and we grow and we scale with them. But we offer right up to multinational corporations, foreign direct investments. So when you think of the largest organizations in the world that operate on this island and have presence here, we provide connectivity to them all. And actually, for our fixed wireless network or our wireless broadband, they're a particularly good sweet spot for us because they understand or they need or part of their requirements around their overall connectivity solution that they want to have on island requires both fiber and wireless for resilience. So it works incredibly well. Okay. So we do from SME right up.
Okay. And have you found any changes? I suppose I don't want to be mentioning the dreaded word COVID, but did you find any changes around there with in terms of what businesses were looking for in that maybe more people were maybe working a remote or a hybrid model for, you know, in terms of a business and they wanted to change how they were operating in terms of the connectivity?
Absolutely. I mean, to be totally honest, when COVID first kicked, like many businesses, we kind of scratched our head and tried to understand how this would impact us. But actually, what COVID did was to put a spotlight on people's connectivity, and people took a serious look at it and realized that probably the solution they had wasn't suitable enough for their new requirements, which is people working remotely, offices needing to be a central hub for everybody working around it. And connectivity became more and more important, both at a level, you know, sort of at a home level, which we don't do, but there was more reflection. But in terms of the office, people reinforced, made their connectivity more robust, brought in larger connections and brought in resilient connections. Because once again, there was going to be nobody on site or a few people on site. So in the event something happened, they couldn't rely on somebody fixing it or they couldn't rely on somebody being there. So the one thing that we saw a huge uptake on is people getting a second connection, which we had also advocated. So either a primary, your main connection being wireless and your backup connection being a fiber, or vice versa. There's a lot of technology around, for example, we have an IP managed failover product called Elio Edge that will manage that for you in the event that one of the circuits has a problem, it'll automatically fail over. We can load balance that, meaning you get the best of both those circuits. So the short answer is, yeah, we saw a huge transitional change of people actually taking connectivity much more seriously as they realized they relied on it more than ever, because we all now we're operating within the cloud or digitally.
So would you have different options then for different customers, depending on their needs?
Yes, absolutely. So the one thing with Elio is, so some of our sort of unique points to our business is we have a guaranteed next day install when on network. We will work with customers. So you will go onto our website and see a variety of different products. But we don't do a rate card type scenario going, this is it, just pick from that list. Our sales agents here, our sales teams, will work with our customers in a consultative way to make sure they're getting the best option for them. And they'll talk around their needs and their wants. You know, if it's a small 3 or 4 person office or more reliant on it, our team will work with our Elio Connect Plus product, which is a wonderful 500 meg low content product, or right up to what we would always recommend, which is our dedicated point-to-point Comreg license. And then when it comes to fiber, our team will also work that. So we have a solution for all businesses. We have an answer to all the problems, and our team will work to see what's best for what connectivity best suits your business requirements and needs.
So following the rebranding, and as you mentioned, you're rolling out across the country, is that the plan to keep continuing to build out around the country, and would you be looking at international expansion?
Yes to both. So the fuel in the tanks on the acquisition was to realize our aspirations of doing what we do in Dublin, the next day install. When you call Elio, one of the pain points that from our analysis and understanding of customers across the island was, when you do need support or do want to speak to somebody, often it's chatbots or web pages or call centers, and that has to be escalated. We don't do any of that. So when you call Elio, if you call our sales team, they're all fully trained, our operations and network team, you're getting fully trained engineers. So you're getting the person who's going to answer your questions, fix your problems, and sort it out on that call. And we have a very high first fix rate on our calls. We don't do an escalation. You don't go into a chatbot. You don't get escalated up. So we believe we do things better and differently. We want to take that because our Irish businesses are being let down in their connectivity options. And we feel what we do in Dublin and our customers speak to that and the loyalty we have. So we want to roll that out and make connectivity better for all businesses across the island of Ireland. But we also want to take that and move that internationally also. So we do have aspirations in our eye on moving off island and bringing that same unique disruptor approach to connectivity and how customers are treated. We want to bring that internationally also.
David, it certainly sounds like there's plenty of plans afoot for Elio. If there's anyone listening in business that would like to get in contact or find out more, what's the best way to do so?
So the best way to do so is visit our website, which is elionetworks.com. On there, you can obviously see the various different options that we have available. There's also various different contacts. Or you can always contact the office here and one of our sales team will have a chat, see what's best. So our number here is 01-821-9350. And to reach our Cork office, it's 0212-122-804.
And the website, elionetworks.com, and that's Elio, E-L-I-O.
Correct.
Good luck, David. We're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me. Great to hear about Elio Networks and about the expansion across the country. And look, continued success to the business.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks for having me.